Oh.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
I've got two charges on my account, and I don't know what they are. Hang on, let me put it up because I know you're gonna call back.
Can you provide your zip code?
30253.
Thank you. And the name associated with the account?
Kathy E. Cherry.
Okay, thank you.
Getting it back out, hang on. Okay, I'm there. You ready?
Oh, you don't necessarily have to tell me what the charges were, as when I locate your account, I'll be able to see what the charges were, but I'm still attempting to locate your account. Still looking.
Well, the thing is, I don't have an account with y'all. And I don't even know what this is.
If you have charges and this phone number is associated with it, then you would have an account in the database. Because having that account would be the only way we'd be able to assist you and have a record of you having been charged.
Okay, gotcha.
What is the date on the charges?
One of them is November the 27th.
That's why I haven't located it, because I'm still looking at charges from December. Let me go try to get back to November 27th or right about that.
Well, the first one was November 28th. The second one was December 2nd.
Okay. And I need to get back to December 2nd. Okay, so apparently it's not in this database. Let me try another database.
Come here, little girl. And a mama. Come here. Mama. Get up here, girly girl. Come on. Baby girl. Come up here.
And I thank you for your patience.
That's okay.
What are the amounts of the charges?
The one on December the 2nd, the amount is $67.32. The one on November 27th is only $5.74. Like I said, I don't know what this is. I mean, it says something about gadgets, smart gadgets, or smart. I don't know what that is. I have no idea, no clue.
Okay.
I tried to look you up online, and I still really didn't find out what exactly it is.
And I'm checking another database.
Okay.
Usually the phone numbers associated with the charges are pretty accurate in regards to what database will pop up so we can assist the customer. But every now and again, it's not perfect.
Right.
So then I have to search other databases with no idea which one is the correct one. So it takes a little bit longer.
Okay. Oh, yeah, in California too, right?
Nah, that's just the number that comes up on the caller ID. I'm in Alabama.
Oh, you in Alabama, okay.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I should recognize that accent.
Yeah, it comes through sometimes. It's really not that strong, though. I don't speak with a southern drawl like you might expect from some Alabamians that down here in old Alabama.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Now, I would be the one with that southern drawl.
Yeah, just for whatever reason, it never really stuck with me, even though I was born and raised here. And then about the California thing, I'm glad I'm not in California.
I know you are.
Well, it's just the point. I mean, the weather would be nice if I didn't ever want it to ever have a possibility of snowing, unless I was way up north California. But the price, the cost of living is just, no, I don't want anything to do with that. It's way too expensive to live there.
It's bad here. I can't imagine what it is there.
I've only heard about, you know, the cost of living in California, and from what I've heard, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah. Well, you need to get some people out of there.
That's why I tell people, you know, I get people on the phone, you know, and I tell them, you know, they mention the price of, you know, where they live and what their house cost and stuff like that. I'm just like, you're living in a two-bedroom house, and you paid $180,000. If you were to come down here to Alabama, you could get a four- or five-bedroom home for $180,000.
Yeah.
And we have low property taxes.
Yeah, y'all's are lower than ours here in Georgia.
Ah.
Well, you're in Alabama. Never mind. I just said something stupid.
No, you're not really. I mean, I don't know
not
what it's
really
like. I don't know what it's like in Georgia. I have zero knowledge of what it's like in Georgia, really, honestly.
It's
no
pretty
one's
bad
ever
here right now.
Oh, I hate to hear about that.
Yeah, really bad. I paid almost $6 for a dozen of eggs the other day.
What?
I haven't never in my life paid that much for eggs. It was $1.89 until 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything went up. And now, like I said, I won't do it again. I'll just do without eggs. I'm not paying $6 for 12 eggs.
There has to be somewhere where you can get eggs for like $2 a dozen.
I don't know where.
What about Walmart?
That was at Walmart.
Oh, well, I wouldn't, then, I don't know. Do you have Food Outlet or something like Piggly Wiggly?
No, we don't have Piggly Wiggly here.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
We've got Aldi, and they used to be kind of cheap, but I don't know. I'm to the point, I have to order my groceries and have them delivered. I've got nerve damage in my left foot and leg from blood clots, and it's hard for me to go to the grocery store and stay there and go through the crap. So I have them delivered usually.
Oh.
And they can't get that right. They bring these other people's groceries and then tell me I have to take them because what do you want me to do with them? Well, just take them somewhere. I said, if I wanted to take them somewhere, I'd come to the grocery store to begin with.
Right.
Yeah.
So what about whoever it is that you got their groceries, you know? That's crazy.
It is. And some of the stuff that they send out, I mean, I don't use it. And I know these people were looking for that stuff, what came to my place.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad for them. If I knew who they were, I'd have tried looking them up. But, you know, I didn't know who they belonged to.
Oh, I understand.
But I couldn't use what they had. So I actually knocked on my neighbor's door and said, hey, do you use this or this? And she says, yeah. I said, well, here you go, free groceries.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Yeah. And she had a little girl, and there was some, like, stuff in there that I knew the little girl. Like, they had these, I think you call them go-kart, the little squeeze things that has, I'm trying to think what it is. It's not ice cream. It's the other crap.
Yogurt.
There you go.
The yogurt in a tube, like you peel off the top and you can just squeeze it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, they had several of those for children in there, and I don't have little babies or little kids. And so I found a little girl upstairs, and she loves yogurt, my mom said. So I said, okay, well, here you go.
Oh, very nice.
Yep, and then there was some chocolate milk. I don't drink chocolate milk. I gave that to them, too.
Well, that was nice of you.
Well, I had to get rid of them. I couldn't let them run.
Oh, I understand that. And I'm still searching for your account as to why I haven't found it as of yet. I do not understand.
I don't either. Like I said, I didn't do it. I mean, I don't know what it is. I have no clue what it is. And even looking it up didn't give me a clue. You would think it would have been gadgets of some kind, but I don't think it was. And I don't order gadgets.
Oh, it could come up listed as gadgets and be something that's totally not even related to gadgets, because the companies sell gadget products, but they also sell nutraceutical products. They sell face cream and eye serum and nutraceutical products, they have weight loss products, male enhancement products, just all kinds of stuff.
Right.
What?
Well, I know it wasn't me. That's the reason I'm calling, because I can't afford to pay for something I didn't order.
I understand that.
Come on.
Did I make a mistake with the zip code? I have 30253.
That's it. It's in McDonough, Georgia.
It's making sure. I'm searching. And he said the first name with Kathy.
With a K.
And
yep, Kathy's with a K. Come on, girl. You can jump. There you go. Don't be lazy. Get laid down. Good girl. Mama, sorry. I'm talking to my dog, not a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking to my dog here, not a kid.
Oh, yes, I understand. Oh, let's see here.
So you working all night, or are you going out tonight, or?
Oh no, I'm. I get off at 4 Central, so in about 6 minutes is time for me to clock out. And then as far as doing anything for the new year, no, I'm not doing anything for the new year.
Yeah, me either. It's safer to be home. Well, I hope you can get me done in 6 minutes, that way you can get off work.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I appreciate it. I appreciate that very much. But, I mean, if it takes longer than that, it's fine. I'm not doing anything when I get off work anyway. I don't have much to look forward to anymore.
No, why is that?
I don't know. I just don't do it. I really I don't get out. I'm more of an introvert. I don't get out and go anywhere. I don't have any friends that, reach out and make contact with me or invite me to go out and do anything. I don't know of any rock shows. I don't know of any rock shows going on where, like, bands, like, we have bands that play around here at different places. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any shows going on to go out to. And my my son lives with his mother up in about 40 to 45-ish minutes away. But me and his mom kind of got into it last night, but didn't even really get into it. We didn't really even get into it. She was just, she just made it out like, some shoes that I bought my son for Christmas. Well, he doesn't like those shoes, but he wants these other shoes that cost $80 more. And then when I, you know, voiced concern, like, well, you know, I don't really want to pay another $80, you know, for these shoes that, you know, or name brand shoes that are, you know, that are ridiculous for someone who's going to grow out of them with, you never know when, because he's 8 years old.
He's 11, did you say? How old is he?
He's 8. He's going to be 9 in March. So,
well,
you know, he could, he could get,
shoes would be no good.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm
no good.
Right, exactly. He's going to be 9 in March. He could hit a growth spurt, boom. And then all of a sudden, oh, well, these shoes are too tight. And that's $130. That'd be a, you know, $130 pair of shoes, you know. So, you know, I kind of voiced my concern, like, you know, that, you know, I don't think it, you know, I don't really want to have to pay another $80 to get the shoes. Like, well, that's okay. We'll get Granddad to pay for it. And the way that she said it, the way that she said it with an attitude, well, I told her she was being, a hiney hole. I told her she was being a hiney hole, but I used a curse word, and then she got all mad at me. Oh, you're not going to insult me in my house. You need to leave. You need to leave. And I'm like, no, I'm here to hang out. I'm here to spend time with my son. I only get to see him once a week. No, you need to leave. You need to get out. You're not going to insult me in my house. Blah, blah, blah. I had already spent $800 on my son for Christmas, and then going to make a deal about these shoes for an additional $80. And she don't even work. She doesn't work. She just lives there with her dad, and her dad pays for everything. And because I voiced my concern. Yeah, I voiced my concern about not wanting, you know, not really feeling that it's, you know, that we need to spend another $80 on a pair of shoes to put with the $50 shoes that I already bought him, you know, and then she's going to get an attitude with me and then kick me out of the house. So I can't make any, I can't like hit up my, I'm not going to hit up my son or his mother and be like, oh, well, you want to shoot fireworks? Cause I could easily drive up there and go to the, you know, to the fireworks stand and buy a bundle of fireworks, and we could go out to her dad's house. He lives out in the country. Well, I mean, he pretty much so lives out in the country. I mean, it was more country-ish until they built like 4 houses across the street from him. Because used to, it was just land across the street from him. Now they've done put up 4 houses across the street from him. But he's got several acres of land around and behind his house. So we can shoot fireworks. We could shoot fireworks out there. That would not be a problem. And I would not have had a problem going up there tonight and, you know, celebrating the new year. Cause my son doesn't have school tomorrow. He can stay up late, you know, what have you, but no, his mother wanted to, you know, be ugly last night. I mean, yeah, I was ugly for calling her a hiney hole, but I mean, so what? I mean, I don't think that's a big deal when you're a grown adult. Can you not understand where someone's coming from? And why is that so offensive? You know, like, you know, you just realize I spent $800 on his Christmas when you didn't spend a penny, when she didn't spend a penny on his Christmas, not of any money that she actually,
she
doesn't work.
Christmas.
No, she did get him stuff. She got him a couple things for Christmas, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't because she went to work every day and actually worked and made money. It was just money that she would have gotten from her father, you know, whereas I work, and work and work and work. It's all I do is work. And I put my money that I work hard for into my boy's Christmas.
Right.
And even the gifts that she did get him, I mean, I don't. It wasn't.
Tell you,
they
some
weren't.
Women could really be some women can really be a bitch to men. Yeah, I really feel sorry for some men, what they go through. Two of my brothers, especially, I almost got locked up because I was going to beat the crap out of them. What they did to my brothers. One of them claimed the kid. One of them claimed the kid was his, and he believed him and believed her. And he was giving her money, but the thing was, my mother, when she was alive, she said, and I told him, don't ever give her cash. Let Mama write a check to her. That way you'll have proof. And so that's what he did, and she got mad because he wouldn't give cash. And he told her, he said, well, you got a problem with it. I give the cash to my mother, and she writes you a check. You want to deal with my mom, you go ahead, but I don't think you want to. And she knew she didn't want to deal with my mother. My mother would have beat her ass, too. But anyway, she got greedy is how she got caught. My brother spent all kinds of money on that little boy. We got close to him and loved him. Come to find out, he got a letter from the court system saying that he failed to pay child support and this and that. But what she didn't know, my mother had stacks and stacks of return checks. What were with checks that was wrote to her, where he was paying child support, giving her extra money anytime she wanted it, paying his doctor bills, everything. And then and then I bought him stuff. My mother and father bought him stuff because they loved that little kid. And then when she got greedy, she went to the court and said, no, he's not paying nothing. I haven't got anything from him since the baby was born. And so he went to court. And anyway, the court system said, hey, they asked him about, I don't know, the court system itself asked him about the timeline, about, you know, because they had split up and got back together. And they asked him about the timeline, and come to find out, they said, we need to do a DNA test because the timeline you telling me, I hate to tell you this, but we don't think the kid is yours. And that was coming from the court system, and they usually don't do that.
Right.
Not here in Georgia they don't, but they did for him, and come to find out it wasn't. And but she went to get more money out of the court system too. So she ended up they were going to lock her up for fraud. And anyway, they made her pay back what money she was getting before all of this was done, before they got through the DNA test, but it just broke him that the kid wasn't his.
Oh, I
and
bet.
He still wanted to be in his life, and so did we. But after that, turns out it was our cousin. It was our first cousin's baby.
Oh, my goodness.
My yeah. Yep. We knew, because we kept me and my mother, wouldn't say it on my brother. We kept telling each other, Mom. And I said, that is not Leonard's baby. That is Ricky's baby. And we just kept looking and looking, and then my mom dug out some old pictures of our cousin when he was that age, and it looked just like him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my brother had to work with him every day. It was bad. Yeah.
That is bad. That's horrible.
Yeah, so it just broke all of our hearts, because after that we didn't get to see him. We tried, but she just refused to let us. And then she said, well, he's not y'all's. He don't belong to y'all. He's not any kin to y'all. I said, actually, it kind of is, because it's our cousin that you had an affair with. But, and then our cousin didn't want to have nothing to do with the kid. But he ended up having to pay child support.
Well, I'm glad he had to pay child support, because, you know, at least he should take care of his child.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a mess, though, but anyway.
I'm sorry this is taking so long to locate your account, but so far I'm coming up empty. I'm looking.
Mm.
But with my situation, anytime that my son's mother asks me for money, I have always given her what she's asked for, if not more. Oh, well, she met some boy on Facebook, and then she wants to get a divorce, or we got a divorce, and now she's going to put me on child support. So that's fun. I get an extra bill every month, so she can do whatever she does with the money, whatever she decides to do.
So you give it to the court system, and they give it to her?
I haven't yet. The lawyer hasn't finished it all up, but that's how it's going to be. I'll pay the state, or pay my payment will go to the city or the state or whatever, and then they'll dole it out to her.
Yeah. Well, you just make sure you get your visitation rights. You're paying child support. So by you paying child support, no matter what, you see your kid, and more than once a week.
I only can go see him once a week because I'm off. My off days currently are Tuesday and Friday.
Oh,
well,
awesome.
If I drive, 40, 45 minutes up there to go see him on a Tuesday, I would only be able to hang out with him for, maybe 2.5 hours, 3 hours at the most. And then time to get in the bath, time to brush your teeth, get in the bath and go to bed because he's got school the next day. So Friday is the ideal day to go see him because he doesn't have school the next day. So that's why it's a once a week thing.
So are you off on Friday and Saturday or just
I'm off on Tuesday and Friday.
And Friday. The shame you can't get off on Friday and Saturday. That way you could keep him for 2 days. Go get him and keep him for 2 days.
Oh yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be.
But after my wife, or not wife, she's not my wife, we're divorced, but after my son's mother, after the way she acted last night, usually I would just go up there, hang out, we'd spend our time and then I'd go home. Well, it's going to cost me more money and gas. I just want to go up there and just get him, bring him to my house. We can hang out at my house and then I can just take him home. So that way I don't have to worry about his mother and however she might feel on any given day with what type of attitude that she might want to have.
Right.
Talking about just because I was voicing concern about not wanting to spend an extra $80 on shoes. It's like, I guess not only did I put $800 towards his Christmas, I gave her $100. Why don't she take some of that $100 and put it towards the shoes instead of having an attitude and say, well, we'll just get granddad to pay for it. She didn't even have to say it that way.
Don't give her extra money. Don't give her extra money. Let granddad give her money.
Yeah, she didn't even have to say it, the way that she said it. She just came off completely as someone being as rude as they could possibly be for no reason.
Yeah.
Because all that me and my boy were doing was just sitting in his room playing video games, and we weren't bothering her at all.
Well,
she came in from the other room.
Vicious. Yeah, some women are vicious. I'm an advocate for men that get screwed over by their exes. Because I went through that with my brothers, and I have four brothers, and I've always stood up for them and their rights. As a father. So, not all about that. But my husband ran off with somebody young enough to be his daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Left me sitting after 33 years of marriage. Well, but that was okay with me because they deserve each other because she's nothing but, she's gutter trash. And I'm not just saying that. I know her very well. She's nothing but gutter trash. And he ain't the first married man she's broke up family with. But, like I said, it didn't break my heart that he walked out on me because he'd been cheating all along, and I knew it. I had evidence that he was doing all this before her. So I'm better off without him.
I would have to say so. for someone to do that to you over some little thing that ain't no thing.
I don't even know why he started cheating to begin with, because I was always there for him. I mean, you know, I did everything for him. I probably did too much.
Because people don't care, and people don't appreciate, well, not everybody, but some people, they just don't care, and they just don't appreciate any, they just don't appreciate what someone's done for them, and they're more inclined to be along the line of thinking of, you know, about, you know, what have you done for me today? And they don't think about what you've done for them, you know, for however many years you've done and done and done and done and done for them. It's, they don't think about that. All they think about is what, you know, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, the thing is, I raised his kid from the time his kid was 10 years old. That's how long we've been together. And his kid is now 43.
Oh, wow.
Along with my kids are 43 and 44. So... I raised his kid for him. He was never around. And before that, his mother had his kid from the time he was a baby, because he should have been actually charged with rape, to be honest with you, because his son's mother was only 15 and he was like 21. And her parents were really religious. But for them to let her date him, if they were that religious, why would they let her go off and date a 21-year-old, which he was in the Navy too, and I just don't get that. She was only 15, and she was probably because he was in the Navy.
Yeah.
But you know, she bought all of his crap. She believed that he was so faithful to her. I mean, then when I got with him, you know, they just dogged her to death. But I found out something had to be wrong. But she was. The reason she gave up her parental rights over to my husband's mother was because she was just a kid. She wanted to go be with her kid, with her friends, and go out with her friends. She didn't want to be a mother, so she did the right thing in giving up her rights. But then again, you know, she should have. Oh well, I got a baby. It's time to take care of that baby and grow up.
That's right.
But her parents, you know, she lived with her parents too, and they said they wasn't going to raise him. So she gave guardianship over to my husband's mother. And like when I got him, when he was 10, he was failing in every subject. And two, this kid was a little genius when it came to math. I mean, he was a genius when it came to that. And he was selling that, and I knew something was wrong. And so I got really hard with him, and he didn't like it much. He thought I was a bitch, but he wouldn't have graduated from Georgia Tech. He ended up graduating from Georgia Tech because I zoned him all through school, high school, making sure he did what he was supposed to do. And then my son, he never had to study. I mean, he never once had to open a book if he didn't want to, but every night before he'd go to bed, he would actually just open the book at night before he went to bed. That way it'd be fresh on his mind the next morning. And he made straight A's his entire life. Even when he was in pre-K, he was way above everybody else. And he was helping little kids his own age in his class for pre-K, in like 4-year-old pre-K.
Yes, ma'am.
He was that smart.
Oh, wow.
And like I said, and when he went to college, he was on the dean's list every quarter. And he didn't even tell me that because he didn't think it was a big deal. And I saw his name in the paper on the dean's list. I said, "Where's your certificate? Why didn't you tell me?" He said, "It's no big deal, Mom." I said, "Yes, it is a big deal." But anyway. But my daughter was a totally different... Totally different. She was a hell on wheels from the time she knew what boys were.
Oh, wow.
And like I said, I never even had to spank him when he was a baby, a little toddler, a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He never did anything wrong. He always minded. I tapped his hand one time because he was going to grab something off the coffee table, because I wasn't one of these people that put things away. You know, usually when you go in, when you go into somebody's house, you know, when you've got little ones, they'll go and mess with things that's on the coffee table or end tables, and you're hoping, praying they don't break anything. Well, the way I raised mine was, I didn't move my little breakable things off the coffee table or the end table. I would teach them they could not touch that, and if they did, they'd get in trouble. So he just barely, he was testing me. He barely touched it, and I gave him the eye, and he knew what it's supposed to, but he still took his little hand and touched it. And I ran over to him, and I just said, nope, and just took my finger and just barely tapped his hand, and that kid never touched anything else on the tables again.
Very nice.
Yeah, but my daughter, total different story. She got her little butt whipped all the time.
I finally found your account. How much? And what was the zip code? I swear I was searching with 30253. I don't know why I couldn't find it, but hey, it's been a very nice conversation. Yes, ma'am. So, can you confirm your address?
It's 91 Mount Carmel Road, apartment 8107, McDonough, Georgia, 30253.
And your email address?
HappyTerry88@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And I'm just waiting on the database so I can find out what it is that you ordered and assist you better. I don't know why this database didn't find your order. That's crazy. I have to report that to management. However, I see that originally you paid the shipping, you paid the entry fee to enter into the sweepstakes to win the Le Creuset and or Le Creuset,
no.
However they pronounce it. And
no, I didn't do that.
You didn't do it at all?
No,
you
I don't know. No, what are you talking about when you say, is it a cassette or is it a place?
Creuset. It's like a little pot, like a ceramic pot with a lid.
Oh, no. See, those emails, I got emails telling me, hey, you won this, and this, and I delete them every time I got them. So I know what you're talking about, but no, I never got one, and I never paid any, I never entered into a sweepstakes because I didn't want no those little pots. I know what you're talking about because I remember seeing it and deleting it, and I'm still doing it because they're still sending me different places, but they're still sending me saying I won a big fancy knife set or a whole set of pots and pans or some stuff like that, and I always delete them. I never, because I don't want them. I don't need them.
Then I wonder how this order got placed.
I don't know because I didn't do it.
If you didn't do it, then I'm just going to, if you didn't do it, I'm marking it as fraud.
Yeah, I'm be honest with you. I didn't do it.
Okay.
I mean, if I did, I'd tell you I did, but I didn't.
Okay, let's see here.
But I do remember seeing it now that you said about that little pot. I do remember seeing that. And like I said, as soon as I seen it, I went and deleted the whole thing. And I just deleted some of those today, too, because I kept getting them one email right after the other. And for some reason, I can't, I've even blocked them, but they bypassed my block and still send me that stuff.
They're sending them from a different email. So you're blocking one email, and then they're sending it from another email that you haven't blocked yet, and that's how you're still getting them. Because, like, say, for example, I have an email that's similar to what you got. I don't know if it's from the same company, and I don't know how they got my email. But it says Ace Confirmation. It says Confirmation, and then it has the name of my email account. Says order number 48752-11 Craftsman Generator. Congrats. And then it has the name of my email. And it's trying to tell me I've won. But the email, like, to find out who sent you the email, if you're on a computer, you can place your mouse. You can just hover over the name of the person who sent it to you. So if I hover over Ace Confirmation and then go down to where it has the email address, and then hover over that. It tells me it was sent from 89GH4ER. Hold on, H9GH4ERS984GH.HED*AT-9AE0D36A@drawinisa.life. Now, does that sound like I won something?
No.
From a legitimate company? No.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they're relying on people that don't know any better to click on the email and then go through with whatever process, and you're either going to get a virus or a malware, or you may actually do business with a legitimate company, but there might be some term, you know, something, you know, like, okay, so you can order this product or you can enter this sweepstakes, but you have to cancel within this certain amount of time, or you're going to get charged on a monthly basis, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, I refunded the charges. That's a refund of $574, a refund of $6732. I canceled the account to prevent any future charges, and I have a cancellation number to provide to you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
And the cancellation number is C, like Charlie.
Okay.
262-936-922.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Well, and two, when I do this, it's like Kohl's, what they used to shop with, Kohl's and other companies like that. They're the ones that's sending me this, making me think it's legit. But even that, I know not to click on it, and even those, because there's little numbers in there, like you just said, that don't look real, something that they would be sending me. So I just go up and delete the whole thing, because I don't have a computer. I only have my phone. I lost my computer in the divorce.
Oh, no. Well, at least you have your phone.
Yeah.
At least you have your phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so
well, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. And yeah, that's the best thing to do. Just delete those emails and then you don't have to worry about them. And you're very welcome. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you. And it was my pleasure to have our conversation while I was frantically searching for your account the whole time. Just so QA knows, because these calls are monitored for quality assurance purposes, I was legitimately looking through every single database, all 20 of them, the whole time that we were having a conversation. I wasn't just sitting here just chatting. I was legitimately continuously looking for the account. It wasn't until I pulled up the same database that came up on the call and I searched it with your phone number.
Really?
And then the account came up. So now if I ever have difficulty locating someone's account, like I was having so much difficulty, I'm going to try using the phone number and see if that helps. And because in this case it actually worked, and that was that was good, because I would have hated to not have been able to get this resolved for you. So I'm glad I was able to do that.
Well, I appreciate your help. I really do. Thank you so much.
You're
and,
very welcome.
You have a good evening.
All right, you too. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call to customer service. It was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a wonderful day and a very happy new year.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.